Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob obviously Mike got off to a little bit of a rough start. It looked like he was trying to find himself there for a little while, but just a difficult day for him to find any kind of consistency.
Yeah, you know, he was behind it early on, obviously, with three runs, but found it for the next three innings, looked pretty good. Hit batter. You know, we're getting somebody up for Winker, and Santana's the guy that ends up taking him deep. So, you know, at the end of the day, Santana was the big at bat for him that kind of put the game in a different mode.
As far as the offense goes, obviously Castillo is tough on everybody. You guys were able to get some base runners on, just unfortunately weren't able to execute a little bit more and get some of those runs in.
Yeah, when you have opportunities against a guy like that, you know, especially early in the game, you want to take advantage of him. You know, he found a different gear. He's got a really good changeup, good slider, throws 100 miles an hour. His numbers are pretty good, but we did have a couple opportunities and, you know, didn't come away with them, and then they got big hits against us, and it's a different game.
Do you consider Jorge home for Santana there?
Well, it's hit batter now. I'm trying to get him going and get him for Winker is where we have him ready to come in.
Clevinger lately he's had some stretches this season where he's been pretty good, but lately it's been some crooked numbers. What have you seen in the last three
years? You know, it just seems like it's fallen off at times pretty quickly, a little bit later in the season for him, so he'll look good, breaking ball be sharp, and then, you know, about the level where we're trying to, you know, get somebody in, you know, whether it's the 80 pitch level, 85, somewhere around there, maybe, you know, some balls are coming up, spin's not as good. So, you know, there's times during the course of the game it looks really good, just not sustaining it as long as he did a little bit earlier.
With him or whoever, as you go forward and the games dwindle and they're important, will you be evaluating how quickly you will be going?
We're this fifth inning today, and you know, we had somebody up. It just ended up being, you know, for Winker at that point in time. So I think with just about anybody at this point, with our bullpen fresh on a particular day, that's what we will try to look to do.
You've managed to kind of stem the tide after losses, but you also haven't kind of managed to like really put together a consistent stretch of winning baseball. What do you attribute kind of that to?
I wish I had an answer for you on that. I mean, you're exactly right. We'll have a couple games where it feels really good. We'll have a couple games where it feels really bad. We're able to recover from the bad game and win a game. We're going to need to make it a little more of a sustained run here at some point in time in these last 20 games. You know, we've said this, keep saying it for a while. We feel like we have the pieces to do it. We just haven't done it yet. So it's time to just quit talking about it. We have to do it. Hopefully this next series shows up.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.